The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. You've been in your attic for 4 months, Tony. Don't you miss seeing actual people?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I see people. I can look right into the neighbor's shower.
Oh, no, no. I thought I thought you owned that house now. I thought that was part of your compound. I thought you bought that one, too.
That's the little house on the right-hand side. On the left-hand side, I can look in. I'm perfectly positioned. I need to do this because I begin every single day by saying crazy old man in the attic, and I tell you what episode it is, and it's episode 92. I just want to say, A, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
My stitches are out.
Happy stitches.
My hat is at the ready, so we're ready to go. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. We've got our full show back, and in today's episode, Washington dumps its name. The NFL introduces a face shield, and another conference cancels fall sports. But we begin today with Russell Westbrook, big star, testing positive for the coronavirus. He says he is feeling well and he plans to rejoin his teammates when he is cleared. Wilbon, what are your thoughts about what this means for Westbrook, the Rockets, and the league?
Well, first and most obviously, I hope Russell Westbrook can return to great health quickly. Soon. I hope he does. He says he's feeling good. That's the first bit of good news. Now, what does it mean for the rest of the league? It means nothing special, Tony. They've got to be vigilant, and they're going to be that no matter how many players or which players test positive, and more are sure to test positive as they report in, as they practice where they are and get ready to report to the bubble in Orlando. More people are going to test positive. That's why you have a bubble. That's why they have days of testing, Tony. I've talked to people in the bubble, and they've had days of testing. The people I've talked to have tested negative every day. This is good. And hopefully Russell Westbrook is going to do that and be eligible to play, and they move on. But, Tony, we know it's not that simple for everybody because there's legitimate and wise concern over this entire process, over the context of where they are and what is going on in the nation around them. And so we hope they're fine. We hope.
So let's deal with Russell Westbrook because we both feel and we hope he's going to be better. And in terms of playing basketball, he'll rejoin his team when the whole thing starts. So he's going to be fine in that regard. I'm sure you get this question a lot because I get it all the time, which is what do you think's going to happen with, and then you fill in the name of the sport. And I always say you can have all the protocols and all the rules that you want until LeBron tests positive, because then they're going to shut it down. Because LeBron is the biggest star. LeBron is the TV ticket at this point. And what I feel is going to happen is they're going to start. A lot of sports are going to start. But you better be flexible at the back end because you don't know when you're going to have to stop. You're going to have to stop at some point. And what you say about the bubble is 100% accurate. You have to protect the sanctity of the bubble. That's the thing you have to worry about.
And that's what they are being concerned about. Real quickly, Tony, MLS match had to be canceled, postponed, moved to today. The match involving the Washington team. They couldn't play it Sunday because of some issues about is it positive, is it false positive, is it negative, what is it? And so this is the course of what you have to go through, apparently.
This is the reality of the United States of America today. And the world. It's the reality of it. Yes.
Let's move to the NBA, where LeBron and Anthony Davis have both decided to stick with their own last names on their jerseys instead of a league-approved social justice message. LeBron says he commends those who wear them, but says he doesn't need to wear one for people to know what he's about. And Davis says he wants to honor his own family. Tone, okay by you?
Yeah, I mean, to me, this is true democracy. If you say there are slogans available and I don't want to use one of them and I have that right, that's good. I would remind people that the United States of America was founded on not just freedom of religion, where you could worship any way you wanted, but freedom from religion, where you didn't have to worship if you didn't want to. To me, if you set this up and you say there's X amount of slogans you can wear, but you can't necessarily wear the exact one that you want. I'm not sure that's true democracy. I'm with LeBron on this one, and I suspect you are too.
Yeah, and I'm with him. I don't even have any sort of policy reason. Good. Wear what you want. Wear your. I'm never going to object to somebody wearing a name on a jersey, his own name. You know, I mean, I didn't even object when somebody wore "He Hate Me" on a jersey because I thought that was funny. But no, LeBron, and LeBron, first of all, my first thought was, if anybody in this league doesn't need to wear a social justice slogan or message, it would be LeBron. And there are many. I mean, there are dozens of guys who we know where they stand. We have found out, if we didn't know, we've known over the last 7 or 8 weeks since the murder of George Floyd, exactly where people stand. People as famous and as recognizably so as NBA players. So no, so if Anthony Davis wants to wear his own name on his jersey, whether it brings family honor, that's what better reason than that? That's why you got a last name. You know, a surname, as they call it. So good for them, Tony. I don't see how anybody could object to this.
No, I find myself with LeBron on this. I don't exactly know why he did it, but I'm inclined to agree with him on it. I don't want to go too far down a rabbit hole on this. But if, for example, your feeling about social justice is that you want to actually wear something that says Free Hong Kong and you're not allowed to, then not everything is open. You are under the control of somebody else. And so for me, anything you want to do is okay in this.
Well, it's been okay by the league, Tony, just to be quick. There were only so many choices. And other players,
well, that's what I'm saying,
objected because they couldn't just put whatever they wanted on. So now there were a number of choices.
My feeling is, you should be able to wear what you want. And if you don't, you know, and you don't want to wear anything but your name, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. The Washington Redskins, speaking of names that people find objectionable, today sent out a press release in which they said they would, quote, retire their nickname and their logo. They have not announced a new name. There's lots of talk, especially about Warriors and Red Tails. Wilbon, what are your thoughts about the end of the Redskins?
So you mean you didn't hear Red Wolves all day with the two of us living in Washington, D.C.? I heard Red Wolves. I don't know what's legit, what's credible or not. I don't care because it's not my team. I mean, I'm interested, curious, because I've lived here forever now, and I'm curious to see what they'll come up with, but I don't have a horse in the race, really. Tony, the statement was just sort of annoying and bogus, as things that come out of that camp usually are. It's just bogus. It was tone deaf. It didn't acknowledge anything. It didn't acknowledge anything but try to pat itself on the back. Yeah, we're going to be good for the next 100 years. They haven't even had 100 years. They've had 80-some years. So the statement annoyed me. But then again, probably everything the Washington football franchise does has annoyed me for, I don't know, 10, 15 years at least. So look, just get a name already. I don't need to chronicle this every day. And I know there is a need to sort of update it as a news story, and it is that. But I don't need to follow every inch of this. When you get a name, I don't want finalists. I don't want quarter finalists. I don't want to hear all that.
Yeah.
Get a name. Put it out there. Let's see what it is.
So this was a long time coming. It should have been done a long time ago, as we both agree. I think because we both lived in Washington for over 40 years, we've come to understand that most of the fans intended no slur when they used this name, but it is a slur and it is indefensible. What is happening now, and the smartest man I ever met in television, Don Ohlmeyer, would have predicted this because he said the answer to all your questions is money. Dan Snyder was going to lose money. His partners want to sell. They want to bail out. If he had not changed this name, Mike, he would have gone down the route of Marge Schott and Donald Sterling and Jerry Richardson, and they would have said, you have to sell the team. As it is, he's going to win because he's going to get a new stadium out of this. Then the old RFK site, that's where that Washington team will play. But this took too long.
Yeah, Tony, what I want to find out later on, somebody's going to do some great reporting on this, and it's going to tell us sort of Snyder's real reaction and the real reaction around him instead of these stupid statements that everybody puts out now, which are just junk and somewhere between spinning and lies. And I want to find out, like, what was going on behind the scenes here and what did they have to do? Did they have to sedate Snyder to get him to understand that the name is gone and you're going to go along with this? But of course, again, that statement that the team released today, It's sort of embarrassing, but most of the things that franchise does.
He went kicking and screaming, absolutely kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
And I'm sure at some point they said, do you want to continue to own this team? Because
right.
if you do, that name's out.
That's right.
It's out.
That's right, Tony. Now to golf. And Colin Morikawa's thrilling playoff win over Justin Thomas at Mirrorfield, just days before the Memorial, takes place on that same course. Thomas was three up, as you know, Tone, with three to play, because I know you were watching, but lost that lead to end up in a very dramatic playoff. This saw JT drain a 50-foot big breaking bomb on the first hole. That was it. Over, right? Only Morikawa stepped up and
that was it.
Calmly sank a 24-foot birdie putt of his own to extend the playoff, which he would win two holes later. Tone, did Morikawa win this thing, or did Thomas gag it away?
All right, so I'll get to that in a second. I just want to tell people that you shot 87 on Saturday. You finished up with a great par on 18.
Thank you.
I was very proud of you. I thought you played very well. More important to me than Justin Thomas and Morikawa. Now, but let me get to that. You don't gag when you hit a 50-footer.
No, you don't.
There's no gag in that.
No.
That's not how it works. JT may be right now the best player in the world. He's a great player. And on a Sunday, he was minus three. The other kid won it. He was minus six on a Sunday in a big deal event. I mean, and he almost 360'd it out one more time. So it wasn't safe. But no, he won it much more so than Justin Thomas lost it. Don't you think?
I agree. So I'm going to go on to another sidelight of this, Tony. When Jim Nantz said yesterday that this is when you missed a crowd. Because if you think the reaction to the 50-foot bomb was going to be huge or would have been huge, then what about somebody throwing in nearly 30 feet on top of that? It would have just been enormous. I mean, people would have gone crazy, and that's when you do miss a crowd. Yes, people, even at golf. And, Tony, let me just say this. I like JT. I like watching him play.
Me too.
Watching him talk. He's fun. He's charismatic. He doesn't take himself too seriously. So I'm rooting for him, and I'm rooting for Morikawa. I'm rooting for yesterday's tag team finalist against your boy, the mad scientist, with his 40-plus pounds and his attempt at driver lob wedge on every hole. You can have him. He can be the villain. It's fine. I got two guys I root for, and they are not villainous, and people seem to like them. So I'll take either one, JT or Morikawa, every week, baby.
Justin Thomas is only 27 years old. He's a baby.
Yeah.
And the two guys with him yesterday, Victor Hovland and Morikawa, are young and they're good, as is Matthew Wolff. And they may be, along with DeChambeau, they may be the future of golf in the immediate next 5 to 10 years. And that was fun to watch. Let's take a break. We're coming up. How will Rajon Rondo's broken thumb affect the Lakers' title chances?
And the NFL introduces a new face shield to protect players from the virus. Will players embrace it?
You played really well. You played really well.
That was my first round without a boot. I was wearing a boot for 2 months.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
It's mail time when I pretend I have a mailbox in my attic, but then I read the text off the teleprompter. Let's get the first one.
Mail
would
time!
It make sense, Oh, I'm sorry, I jumped the gun. Would it make sense for the Toronto Blue Jays to play home games in Buffalo?
Well, I mean, this comes up because you can't just roll into and out of Canada right now. I mean, Canada is requiring at least us, Americans, to the United States of America and its citizens to have 14 days quarantine. Well, you can't have 14 days if you're just going into Toronto for a six-game homestand. You got to be elsewhere. So I think, one, they should ask their government for an exemption, for an exception. I mean, sports teams ask for a lot greater things, it would seem to me, than this. And this is not a small thing, given the times we're in. Buffalo makes sense. That's where their minor league affiliate plays. It's close. Yes, it makes sense, but an exception makes more sense.
So Buffalo makes sense if there are fans in the stands, because it's 100 miles away. It's less than a two-hour drive, but there are no fans in the stands. Canada has put a bubble together for the NHL. Canada can put a bubble together at the field and at the hotel attached to the field. Exactly what you're saying.
Sheraton,
put the bubble in there for baseball. That's all.
I think it's a Hilton. I was walking past that every day last year at all those Raptors games. How will Rajon Rondo's broken thumb affect the Lakers' title chances, Tony?
So he's out 6 to 8 weeks. And if I have the timeline correct, he would get back for the second round of the actual playoffs, and the Lakers figure to be in there. Rajon Rondo's a terrific player. He's especially good in the playoffs. And then he's got a ring. Danny Green has rings. J.R. Smith has a ring. But the Lakers' title chances depend on two people, LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Everybody else, they're carrying a piano. Those guys are playing the piano, and if they play it well, and they have to, that's the way they win.
Yeah, but it's not enough. It's not enough, Tony. Yes, they are the piano players, but they better have some people carrying it. Rajon Rondo, 3 years ago, led the Bulls to a 2-0 lead on the Boston Celtics. That's when he was playing with Dwayne Wade, and the Bulls were going to win that series, but wait. Rondo suffers a broken hand, a broken wrist. He couldn't play anymore in that series. I don't think the Bulls didn't win another game in that series out of the playoffs. No, Rondo's critical, particularly with Avery Bradley already not being in the bubble, not being with the team. Tony, LeBron and Anthony Davis ain't going to beat the Clippers, Toronto, Milwaukee by themselves. They have to have a team out there, and this is a blow. I'm not going to say it's a crippling blow, but it's a blow.
Enough.
Never enough.
Enough. LeBron can win anything. Do you see NFL players embracing the league's new face shield?
I don't know. This is the latest face shield that has come out. A few days ago, I took a look at all the sort of proposed shields and the evolution of what they were proposing. And look, this is very smart and necessary, Tony, in an attempt to get to keep the droplets out of each other's faces as they particularly line up along the line of scrimmage. But J.J. Watt already said, if we got to do this, and it looks like this has evolved even from what J.J. Watt was talking about a week or 10 days ago. If we got to do this, I don't think I want to play. And I understand it. How do you even breathe with this on? But, Tony, they keep making advancements. It looks like that's possible. I think most players will, because most guys want to play.
Here's the deal. If you're going to talk about health and safety, you can't scream at your league for not caring about the health and safety of players if you don't want to wear this face shield. I don't want to wear a mask walking a dog. I don't want to wear it in a supermarket. I don't want to wear it in a post office. But I do, because it's the right thing to do and you get used to it. This shield will get better and better and better week by week by week, and people need to wear it. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come, another conference cancels fall sports.
And a former teammate of Cam Newton's has a strong prediction about what he can do with the Patriots. I don't want to see a picture of you in the post office either. Especially not with a mask on.
There's no pictures of me in the post office.
That would mean something bad. A poster of you wearing a mask in a post office.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 66th birthday, David Thompson. As great as David Thompson was in the ABA and NBA, and he is the only player to be named MVP in both the ABA and NBA All-Star games, he was even greater in college. This is when freshmen weren't eligible. You could only play 3 years in college. Three-time consensus All-American at NC State. Three-time ACC Player of the Year. For my money, the three greatest college players, Kareem, Thompson, and Walton. Ask Walton about the NCAA semifinal game in 1974 when NC State beat UCLA on their way to the national title. What separated Thompson was his unbelievable jumping ability. There's a mythology of jumpers in basketball. It starts with Connie Hawkins and Elgin Baylor, goes through Billy Cunningham, Julius Erving, and David Thompson, and basically ends with Michael Jordan. These people I've mentioned could put a silver dollar on the top of the backboard and go back up with four quarters to make change. David Thompson jumped like that.
You just want to show off and let people know you and David Thompson share the same birthday. So happy birthday, old man. Top five players ever in college basketball: Alcindor, Russell, Walton, Thompson, and fifth, tied, Grant Hill and Christian Laettner. That leaves Oscar out. Oscar got there twice to the Final Four, but he didn't win one. The others all won one.
Happy anniversary, John Kruk. On this day 27 years ago with the 1993 All-Star Game, Kruk came to the plate and Randy Johnson greeted him with a 98-mile-per-hour fastball that buzzed right over Kruk's head and took everyone's breath away, especially Kruk. After that, Kruk, a left-handed batter, wanted no part of the towering left-handed Johnson. Kruk took three feeble swings, bailing out on each one, and sat down. He told reporters afterwards, quote, "When I stepped in the box, all I wanted to do was make contact. After the first pitch, I said, all I want to do is live. And I lived, so it was a good at bat," unquote. Standing 6'10 and glowering at everybody, Johnson was one of the most intimidating pitchers ever. Kruk was a roly-poly everyman, very relatable. On a personal note, I once played golf with Kruk at Congressional. He hit the ball a mile and he was quite chatty.
Kruk, Tony, a pretty round guy, liked round numbers in baseball. He hit exactly 100 home runs and he hit exactly 300 for his career. John Kruk had a nice career, did he not?
Yes, he did. Happy trails to the celebrity golf title hopes of John Smoltz, Steph Curry, and Tony Romo. Marty Fish became the first tennis player to win this annual celebrity event. Fish, who is the U.S. Davis Cup captain and a six-time winner on the ATP Tour, held off former Buffalo Bills tackle Kyle Williams to win. On Saturday, the middle day of the Lake Tahoe tournament, Fish birdied the last five holes to shoot a course record 63 and take a big lead. Smoltz finished third, Curry finished fourth, and Romo, who had won the tournament the last 2 years, withdrew after injuring his wrist late in Saturday's round. Now let me go over this again. Marty Fish birdied the last five holes on Saturday to set a course record 63. If he's that good, what was he doing playing tennis? Wilbon, you played in this thing once, didn't you?
Yes.
How did you do? Were you nervous?
Most terrifying 5 hours of my life, Tony, just so you know.
Big finish quickly. The Patriot League canceled fall sports. Your thoughts?
Pretty much, Tony, I expect everybody to cancel all fall sports. I think that's just the way it is, no matter how much we hope for something else. The NHL opened its two-week minicamp today. You excited?
Very much so. I am. Carol Lawson took the head coaching job for the Duke.
Yeah.
Congratulate her.
Standing ovation for Carol Lawson. I know from you as well, Tony. We've known her a long time since she was a teenager. Great job picking Carol Lawson to coach the Blue Devils. Jets guard Greg Van Roten tells SiriusXM the prospect of Cam and Belichick together is terrifying and a potential recipe for disaster for the rest of the league. Your thoughts?
Jets 3-13. Last one, MLS tonight, Portland Timbers, LA Galaxy. Who you got?
So I'm happy they're just going to be playing. Sports out there at all is a great thing right now.
Out of time. Happy birthday, Marty West. And to who else? To the Hammer, my grandson, and to V. Walker.
Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Feels good to say knuckleheads again. It's been a long time.